We are here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And right next to me in the studio lounge here is Donna Losch from the Northwest Financial Association Trust. How are you, Donna?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great. So, how's the conference going for you?
It is going great, yeah.
Yeah?
This is always a very well-run conference.
Ooh,
we get
yeah.
to see a lot of our clients,
mm-hmm.
get to see a lot of what we hope are our future clients,
mm-hmm.
so we like it a lot.
Indeed, and then right behind the camera, they're setting up for lunch, so
yeah.
that's even better.
So if my stomach growls, please forgive me.
That's okay. Mine will be right there with yours. So you spoke today on the benefit trends of carrier negotiations, all
yeah.
that type of stuff. So give us a quick overview here,
sure.
and we'll get into the weeds a little bit.
Sure. I talked a little bit about how up to this point, up to kind of 2019, mm-hmm. 2018,
mm-hmm.
the benefit trends were really all about budget and maintaining as close to the previous year budget as possible. And
mm-hmm.
what that really meant is a lot of maybe a little reduction in the richness of the benefit plans.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
we're starting to see right now, because it's such a strong economy, unemployment rates are so very low.
Oh, I know.
Our clients are looking for ideas on how do I still maintain a strong budget control,
mm-hmm.
but give my employees more benefits.
Right, right.
So we talked to them about the
quite
trends
the balance
being,
there,
yeah,
yeah,
the trend being really on retention and attraction
mm-hmm.
as much as cost containment
mm-hmm.
and how our clients are balancing that and how we're helping them balance those two things.
Very nice. Anything creative out there that we should know of that you could
yeah,
that you could share,
I mean,
for other creators? Because there's a lot. I mean, we're in this kind of war for talent right
mm-hmm.
now, and
yeah.
any kind of creativity would help
we
out.
We got actually some great ideas from the people in the audience.
Oh, good.
Things that they have done, so
okay.
they were able to share with us and share with their colleagues.
Okay.
Some of the things that we like to focus on is everybody needs core benefits, medical, dental, vision, life, disability,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of anti to just be in the game.
Right.
So you have to offer that as an employer that wants to attract and retain people. But
mm-hmm.
what are the things, the more soft benefits that you can offer? Things like remote work or flexible work schedule,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Things like recognition and advancement potential
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
people. Really focusing on rewarding your employees, not necessarily just in a monetary way or an employee benefit
mm-hmm.
package way,
mm-hmm.
but really in recognition and flexibility, personalization of benefits, because you know somebody that's 22 years old and just graduating from college probably doesn't care that you have life and disability insurance. Because they're
right.
going to live forever and they're
yeah,
going to be healthy forever.
Exactly.
But you know, if you're talking to somebody who's 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
they understand that maybe you can have a knee problem that's
going to
put you out for a while,
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
shoulder, you know, surgery that's going to put you out.
Right.
So really focusing how you, as an employer, sell your benefits to your employees and focus on what life stage they're on
mm-hmm.
as much as, you know, this is what we offer.
Right.
Because it's going to be different to that 22-year-old than it is the 50-year-old.
No doubt. Yeah. And how important is this for credit unions right now to be creative
mm-hmm.
in this? Because, again, unemployment is at all-time lows,
mm-hmm.
and
all-time
finding
time.
That really good talent out there and keeping that talent
uh-huh.
is another task at hand. So how important is this stuff to credit unions right now?
It is critical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single time I meet with my clients, the one thing they focus on is retention
mm-hmm.
and attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people out there that are very good, and they all have jobs.
Yeah.
So you're really
yeah.
having to attract them away from somebody else
mm-hmm.
to come to your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that you want to keep, you want to make sure they're not being attracted to go to somebody else's
right.
organization.
Right.
So it's really education and communication
mm-hmm.
on the whole benefit package and looking at it more holistically.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just focusing on our benefits, our medical, dental, vision, focus on total comp. So it's salary, it's retirement,
mm-hmm.
it's medical, dental, vision, and it's also how our culture rewards our
mm-hmm.
employees and values our
mm-hmm.
employees.
Are you guys finding that employees now are, they know kind of the leverage that they have?
Yeah.
And they've seen, I'm sure if you've been on a number of job interviews and stuff, they see what packages different companies has. Like, well, they're offering me something better over there. They could use that as a negotiation.
Absolutely. I've got two grown children.
Yeah.
So my son, this is a personal experience.
Yeah.
My son is 25 years old.
Right.
He has to come off of his parents' plan when he's 26.
Uh-oh. Working without a net.
Yeah. And he's been in the job force now for 3 years. He's currently looking at 3 different employers. And when he first graduated from college, it was all about what's the cool factor of the job,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
how, what's the culture of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Those things were really important.
Sure.
You know, what's the growth potential? Because you know, he spent a long time going to school and wanted to make sure he was going to get rewarded for that.
All right.
But now he comes home and he brings home 3 job offers and the employment package is there. And he said, Mom, tell me what's this worth? What is this worth relative to that, relative to that? So it's starting to matter because he's going to be on his own plan, you know?
And Mom means a lot now.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's still
in there.
He thinks
I'm smart now.
Sometimes it takes a while, and then the kids, they come around. They go, oh, yeah, my parents are all right. They know some stuff. So good stuff. So where do we go from here? What's the 2020 outlook look like? Are we going to continue to become more and more creative to attract this top talent and keep it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we need to be more creative. And while everybody loves the strong economy that we're in, you know, profits are high and unemployment is low, it's probably not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. So we like to counsel our clients to look for the long term. So don't put something in place for 2020 that you're going to have to retract from in 2021.
Oh, good point.
Because you never want to take away something. So focus on, you know, what's your budget, what's your long term view, and focus on a mixture of those soft benefits with the hard benefits.
Okay, very important stuff for credit unions these days. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you stopped by
to talk
because this is something that really needs to be out there and talked about. And I'm sure it is big time, but it's always good to get more exposure. Good stuff.
Thank
All right.
So
Donna Losch from Northwest Financial Association Trust, or The Trust as they call it.
All right,
Donna.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Keep up the good work there, all right?